Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf. Share your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Arbi Akashom, Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding a Megillah Daf Ches. The Mishnah at Endem with Beis speaks about in what languages can you write the Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzahs. And the Mishnah refers to that Tefillah and Mezuzahs can be written only in Ashuris. And what does Ashuris mean? Says Rashi, Lashon HaKodesh, and refers to both the Dibur and the Ksiva that has to be written in the script of Lashon HaKodesh, as the Gemara is going to go and explain. As we discussed in the Shir in Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Daf Chafaf al Beis Chav Beis Amud Aleph speaks about the Ksav Ashuris, that script which is called Ashurish, which is the letter of the alphabet that we have. And the Gemara there seems to bring two opinions. The first opinion of Rabbanon, the Gemara says that Ashuris, why is it called Ashuris? Sh'Allah Imoyim Me'ashur, meaning this Ksav came from Ashur. And of Gimel, we brought the Ritva that says that always we had this script of Ashuris on the Luchos, and then they lost it. But in any case, there is to a certain degree, this Ksav called Ashuris was in the country called Ashur, and then it came to Eretz Yisrael when Ezra came back. And as the first one, we point out that Ashur over here is referring to Bavel. It's one of the ways we call Bavel as Ashur. So the Ashur had this Ksiva called Ksav Ashuris. What is the reason that Ashur deserved to hold on to this Ksav, and that, as the Mefarshim point out, is the Ksav that has Kisri Oisiois, the special letters of the Torah? The ones that were holding it or something similar to it is Ashur. Why specifically Ashur? So the Marshal here says, go look in Piskei Tosis. Piskei Tosis is a sefer that was written by one of the Rishonim. It's not so clear who wrote it. Some say it's the Rush, some say it's the Tur, and some say it's a later Rishon. But one of the Rishonim wrote it, and it's supposed to be a summary of the halachas that come out of Tosis. But as the Chidah points out, many times the Piskei Tosis doesn't fit the Tosis in our Masechta, for the simple reason because there was many Baalei Tosis. So it could be the Piskei Tosis is quoting Tosis in other places. The Piskei Tosis in our Masechta, in Perek Rishon, Ois Chav Gimel, speaks about the idea of Ashuris. And he says, what is the reason that Ashur got the Ksav? Says the Piskei Tosis, the reason is because Ashur did not participate in Dor HaPalaga. What does it mean? We know that everybody in the world used to speak Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh belonged to everybody. There was nobody who did not speak that language until came Dor HaPalaga. Once Dor HaPalaga came to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the punishment they had was HaKadosh Baruch Hu bilbils fasam. He mixed up their language and everybody got a new language. They went all around the world with new languages. Now there was one person who did not want to participate in Dor HaPalaga, except obviously Avraham Avinu, who was the star of the Jewish nation. Among the Goyim, there was one person who did not want to participate in Dor HaPalaga. And that's a Rashi and Chumash. Because the Pasuk says, Min ha'aretz ahi yatzo Ashur, Ashur left that Oretz. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Kevan Shira Ashur is born of Shoinim Nimrod, Mordi Bamakrim, Livnois Amigdol. Ashur saw that his children are listening to Nimrod and they want to build that big tower to fight with Hashem. Yotzo Mitaychem, he left them. Now, the Targum Yonasan brings over there, and so says the Medrash, that was he rewarded? He was rewarded to get four new cities that he got as a reward for what he did. But the Piskei Tosis says that the reward of Ashur for leaving Dor HaPalaga was the fact that he had the Ksav Ashuris. The Ksav Ashuris is called Ashem Ashur because Ashur was the one who was holding on to this Ksav. And I saw that Rosh Shlomo Fischer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, just nifter a few weeks ago, in his Beis Yishai, one of the footnotes, he says, Kedavar Pashut, that of course Ashur had the original Lashon HaKodesh, because everybody lost Lashon HaKodesh when they participated in Dor HaPalaga. But Ashur never participated in Dor HaPalaga, he retained the original Lashon HaKodesh. He retained the Lashon, which is called Ashuris, because he was able to retain it. So according to this, says a Piskei Tosis, it's a Gevaldik HaKodesh, there was Lashon HaKodesh in the world. The only one who kept on to it is Ashur, and his reward is that the Lashon and the Ksav that we are using today in the Sefer Torah, what is it called? It's called Ksav Ashuris, because Ashur retained and maintained his Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu That is his reward. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.